could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. And this week, I'm very happy to welcome Lila Messenger. Lila, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Dr. Iris, and I'm thrilled to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here, and I'd like to give all our listeners a little background on you first. So Lila Messenger has assisted hundreds of individuals learn skills to live meaningful, satisfying, and effective lives, both on a personal and professional basis. Lila's leadership and personal development trainings provide firsthand experience with effective communication. She used goal settings, she used lifestyle coaching, leadership development, and improved confidence. Based in Orange County, California, Lila works with individuals and many corporations and governmental agencies include her seminars in their employee development plans. That sounds amazing to me. With more than 19 years in the transformational personal development industry, Lila is considered a breakthrough specialist, carrying a multitude of powerful methodologies necessary for supporting individuals, small groups, and larger organizations achieve long-term results. She has a keen ability to effectively utilize high-impact experiential processes that evoke discovery, conscious realization, and responsible choice in her students. Lila is committed to driving home the reality that every moment is a choice. Lila has a non-threatening ability to guide students through the process of discovering the truth that lies within them, whether it is beliefs of limitations or freedom long forgotten. Addressing their mental, emotional, and spiritual lives, Lila offers keen insight and diverse experience that delivers exponential change in a short period of time. Well, Lila, I know you're a dynamite, and it has been a pleasure getting to know you over the last couple of months. And I guess, you know, we talked about a topic for your radio show, this radio show, and you talk about choice and you talk about so many things as a life strategist and coach that you do and the things that you do. So I guess I'd like to start by asking you, how can somebody, and this is a very broad question, how can somebody actually change their attitude?
Well, that is a really great question. And if we had those answers, we would all be skinny, rich, and happy, I'm sure.
Oh, that's good.
The truth is many times our attitude is influenced by outside sources. It's kind of back to the old saying of, do you want real happiness or do you want joy? Happiness is contingent on outside sources. Is my wife happy? Is my husband happy? Are my kids okay? Do I like my job? Versus joy or true life fulfillment comes from an internal process where, regardless of the external winds that are blowing, climate changes in economy and et cetera, other different outside sources influencing would have no bearing on who I am on the inside and how I choose to perceive the situations as an opportunity or as a threat. And so when people go and they want to change their attitude, they're looking from the outside in versus stopping and taking a look at the inside and what is it that I expect out of the world. One of my favorite quotes of all time was by Einstein, and he stated that the single most important question mankind can ever answer itself, ask itself, is, do I live in a friendly universe or a hostile one? Because every single experience, I will make myself right about that belief. And so when we look at attitude, it becomes a temporary fix. It's something that, you know, the winds can blow, the sun isn't shining, so I'm in a bad attitude. I stub my toe getting ready for work. There's traffic. So now all of a sudden it starts this process of changing really how I look at the world when what I challenge is it's the expectation from the inside that began that journey versus something outside of me is creating my experience.
Which is amazing. Now, can you give us some examples? So when a client or you're working with a group, when people come to you and you hear this from them, can you give some examples of some of the things or words you use to help them shift that belief or that attitude?
Well, the very first thing is anytime there's somebody comes to me or a corporation or a group wants me to work with them, there's usually a conflict or there's some sort of a challenge that's taking place. There was a lot of work being done about 4 years ago because of the economic change that was taking place in so many companies. A lot of people moved into threat and fear because they weren't sure how they were going to pay their bills. Are they going to keep their job? Are they going to be able to keep the kids in the school that they want to? And so many of my clients got down to the fundamental ability to survive the situation. It's kind of this, let me knuckle down and just get through the waves as they come versus seeing the opportunity that's in front of us, being willing to take responsibility for my reaction to it or my response to it versus being a victim to what is happening to me. I stop people and just get them to settle into a place of what is a responsible way of viewing what is taking place. How have I generated this in some way, shape, or form, even if it's through my perception of seeing it as a threat versus an opportunity? And then what action can I take on it versus continuing to just survive? How can we actually turn this into a thriving situation? And in that, the moment people are willing to take some responsibility for their actions and lack of actions, because that is also a choice and it does have a consequence to it, that by avoiding or moving through something, that they can literally begin to transform the path that they've been stuck on. Many times people get into a place of resistance, and then without that being addressed, it will grow into resentment, and then we'll just keep internalizing it. And we get into these cycles of negative attitudes, and then it kind of becomes a snowball. And then we wake up a few years down the road going, how did I get here?
So let's say, for example, somebody is looking at changing their attitude. So they're making some changes and they're going along the path and they're starting to move. Why can't they keep their attitude changed? What is it that makes somebody start and then somehow they just regress back?
Quite simply, they've got a competing commitment going on internally.
Explain that. What does that mean, competing commitment?
At the core level of every single choice that we make or decision we make is a belief system. There's layers to it. At the very center of it, there's a belief that we will always make ourselves right about. I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. I can't be successful. I can't be trusted with money. I can't trust men. Men aren't trustworthy, whatever. But we will create situations and scenarios to make ourselves right about that. We can want something different. I can want to, as a human being, want to be successful. But then every 99-yard line I get to, or every 80-yard line I get to, I will create or get distracted, or I'll create situations that will implode my ability to feel complete and utter success. I'll get in these cycles, and it's because there's a competing commitment. There's what I say that I want, that I'm committed to. And then there's what my actions will line up with what my core beliefs are at all times. Attitude is something that is addressed from the feelings. Actions are dictated by our words. Mm-hmm. I mean, not by our words, let me correct myself, but by our beliefs. So what I really believe is what I'm going to take action on. You know, many of your listeners have probably at some point or another embarked on a weight loss program or a fitness program. And there's a standing joke within the community that anywhere between 2 weeks to 6 weeks, over 75% of people will fall off the wagon as a sort, because a competing commitment has come up. They either don't value themselves or they don't love themselves enough to make themselves and their health the priority, or there's a competing belief that they don't deserve it, that it's scary, whatever, they can't do it, this won't change. So they'll make themselves literally right about it, and they'll get distracted or create situations to justify the different choice that they're making.
Mm. Now, could you give us an example maybe of one of your clients that you worked this through, that comes to, the first person that comes to your mind?
With a competing commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, specifically, I would say I've had so many clients. One particular client that comes to mind was a truly wonderful young woman who, young college student, and she was struggling with many different perceptions, growing up, where she believed that she was broken. Something was wrong with her. She had eating disorders, or she had situations where she took tests, didn't do really well in it, was told she had ADHD, all of these labels that were placed upon her. And yet she set out to go to college, university, locally here in Southern California. And she was consistently stretching out her terms. So where she should have graduated under a certain period of time, she kept consistently stretching it and stretching it and stretching it. She would never complete her degree. And so when she went through my class, we sat down and had a meeting and had a conversation about what her challenges were, then the discoveries that she had made in my Life Mastery Seminar, which is a 3-day course that I put on about every 8 weeks here in Orange County. And as a result of the coaching that we did over just about a year process, she is no longer, does she self-destruct using methods like eating disorders or, her ADHD. She's got manageable thought processes. She's got the ability to handle stressful situations. She's actually landed a job in her career path in a 5-star hotel in Beverly Hills.
Wow, good and for so, her.
Yeah, so she's literally transformed her expectation of not just what she's capable of, but what she expects from the universe in return for the work she's willing to do and stay committed to.
Got it. Lila, we are about to take a very short break. So please, all our listeners, stand by. We have lots more wonderful information that Lila wants to share with us today, and we will be back in about a minute. Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. The This is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm here today with Lila Messenger. And we have been discussing how you as a listener can live and look at your belief systems to be more responsible, a different way of viewing the world, and looking at opportunities versus feeling like a victim. And Lila, you mentioned earlier about a 3-day course that you offer. Can you talk a little bit about the course and how people can contact you?
Absolutely, I would love to. Life Mastery Seminar is what it's called. It's a 3-day course. It takes place over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning about 9 a.m. until roughly 8 p.m., all 3 days. And it is really an intensive, transformational, yet experiential seminar process that evokes the attendee in discovering what belief systems are interfering or inhibiting them from getting to the next level, wherever it is, wherever they might be emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, with success in business, life, wherever they are. They take themselves into that class and through a series of experiences, exercises and games, interactions with about 25% lecture, they will discover their own truths, their own ways of thinking that are helping and sometimes interfering with what it is that they say that they want. They will also leave those 3 days with tools that they can literally put into practice. This is not a feel-good seminar. Now, I mean, a byproduct of the seminar is they will feel really amazing afterwards because they'll be freed of a lot of the junk they've brought in, resentments, hurts, angers. But that during these 3 days, they will be able to experience the most influential person in their life, and that is themselves. Because really, wherever you go, there you are.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Whether it's personal or professional, that's the byproduct that they can create.
Sure.
And my next one is coming up here September 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Irvine.
Wow. And that's Southern California for those who are living far away from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay. And if someone wants to contact you about the course, how can they reach you?
Well, they can check out more information about the course at www.mylifestrategy.info, and that is a homepage specifically built for that course. Or they can email me at lila@lilamessenger.com. And Lila is spelled L-Y-L-A, and messenger is as in don't shoot the.
That's great. Okay, so Lila, you talk about living from choice, and I just love that. Can you go into a little bit more detail about that?
I would love to. So many of us believe that we're living our lives by choice, but in actuality, what we're living is a life developed through a series of decisions. Decisions come from data, experiences of the past, fears of the future, calculations, and oftentimes those perceptions are tainted by past experiences, depending upon our stories, depending upon whether we've had a hard life, an easy life, or people have been on our side or not. Again, back to that expectation of the world. When we live from choice, we live consciously in this moment, that every single moment is a choice, and every single choice has an equal benefit as well as a price. And that when we are leaders of self, that we are literally willing to take responsibility for the choices that I make right now. And even refusing to make a choice is still a choice. So those of you out there that believe, well, I'm not taking action right now, honey, that's still a choice. There's still going to be benefits and prices to that. But that in this moment, I'm willing to take responsibility for what is running me. And if I want to do something different in this moment right now, which is all that I have, that I have the ability to choose consciously to do something different versus something else running me on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say, for example, so many of us know what we should be doing. Like you said earlier about a diet, we know what we should eat. We know the shoulds, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know what we should be doing. Why can't we just do it?
Well, that's the $5 million question.
That is the $5 million question. That's why you're on the show. show today.
Thank you. And again, it boils down to what I call a competing commitment. There's what I say that I'm committed to, which is to do something different, to make different choices. But then there's also an underlining commitment that has been running me for a long time. Everybody looks at their life. They can see patterns. They can see, you know, taking relationships. I have a good friend of mine who's on her third marriage and she's had a handful of engagements. And I always giggle because she says, you know, he's the same guy. And I'm like, right, with a different name tag. What's the common thread here? Mm-hmm. You are. You've got to get to the bottom of why you keep attracting. You know, in the law of attraction, we don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. And what we are is the series of beliefs that we have about ourselves and our world in it. And so if I'm not creating what I want, when I say that I want, then there's something else underneath that that is sending out the vibration or the frequency of attraction that is making me right about that. I have to be willing to get into the dirt a little bit to extract that weed of thinking that I'm being right about that's interfering with me being able to do what it is that I really want to do.
Wow, Lila. That's great. Could you repeat that again?
That exact piece?
Yeah, just very little bits of that. I love that.
Well, again, it goes back. It's kind of like I love using the analogy that when we go to motivational seminars, right, or we read books, like self-help books.
Yes.
That what we're literally doing is, and I said shelf for a reason.
Yes.
That what we're doing is we're going into our field of ourselves, you know, our spiritual gardens. We're going into ourselves, but we're just mowing the lawn. We're just cutting the grass, we're mowing the lawn. But then when you leave it unattended for about a week to 2 weeks, what starts to sprout up is old weeds. Mm-hmm. Until we're willing to go in and extract those weeds of the thinking, the beliefs, not just how I think I need to think positive or negative, but to actually start to extract the belief systems, the I ams, I am nots that have been carved in and created within us from life experiences as early as 0 to 3 years old, puberty, on into high school, first marriage, all of those situations of the I ams, I am not that takes place in our subconscious. We must be willing to go in and start to extract those beliefs and take a look at them and the story that's attached to it, or we will consistently make decisions from that perspective. Like a filter, blocking out all of the red, the color begins to get really dull as we get older and we get more, quote, beaten down by life. When people go through my course or they work with me, the number one byproduct that has been said time and time and time again by over 96% of my attendees is that the color has been turned up. The hue has been turned up in their life again. Long term, not just for a few months, but like over years, people will come back and say to me, I am living my life by choice. I'm living my dreams. I'm happy. I'm authentically powered and fulfilled for the first time in my life because I feel as though I have mastery over self versus self has mastery over me.
I love that. Now, Lila, you know my show is Attitude Adjustment. Mm-hmm. So I like to leave my guests with two things that they can do to change their attitude. Can you share from your experience two things that you like to leave our guests with to help them change their attitude?
Absolutely. Two things to start to change it immediately is get outward focused. Every single day, decide at least one person you're going to make a contribution to. I challenge the listeners to decide three people. And I don't mean just like a, hey, let's have a random act of kindness week, but literally commit that I will make a positive impact in some way, shape, or form to three people today, whether it's a smile or opening a door for somebody, taking care of somebody's bill or cleaning somebody's garage to be
letting
a servant.
How about letting them on the freeway?
Absolutely. Without giving them the hand signal.
Exactly.
That's so universal. The second thing is that at the last thing that everyone could do to really transform their life before they fall asleep, this is turn off the TV, number one. Number two is look at their life for that day and take an inventory of at least 10 things they're grateful for. They can journal them or at least just sit and marinate in it. Just 10 things they're grateful for. And for some people, it's I'm grateful I have electricity. I'm grateful that there was food in my refrigerator when I wanted it. And I'm grateful that I have indoor plumbing. Whatever it is for you that's the truth for you today, find 10 things you're grateful for, and then marinate in it while you're sleeping. You will wake up completely different. You will start to, in a matter of 28 to 35 days, you'll transform your view of the world.
Wow, I love it. Now, you're saying that should people write that down or should they just think it?
I'm a big proponent of journaling because there's okay. something kinesthetic that takes place around putting hand to paper. Oh. I don't mean type it, put it in your iPad or any of that stuff. I mean, like, literally grab a journal, maybe call, you know, gratitude journal, just a journal, and just write down the 10 things you're grateful for. And even maybe split the list, 5 things you're grateful for that took place in your life, and then 5 things you're grateful for about you that is responsible for generating those good things that day. So that you can really literally start to take responsibility for what you're creating in your life, negative and positive, because we don't get to take the good without also accepting I have somehow come into agreement with this negative that's happening in my life too.
Right. And let's say, like you said, something about being grateful for plumbing. If someone decides, let's say, if they're having difficulty coming up with their 10 things, can they repeat from a day before or a few days before?
If it's the truth for them that day, absolutely.
Okay. Great.
I mean, there's been days in my life where quite literally it was, I'm grateful that I survived today. I'm grateful that I'm alive today because I spent a good period of time on the streets. I've been through a lot of life situations. And so it can become very primal. And I am grateful that I have a cool breeze that's blowing through my house right now. I'm grateful for my chimes that go off. It's really just starting to take a look at the blessings that we do have in our lives, because every single one of us have some.
Absolutely. Now, Lila, you mentioned your class, your 3-day class. Mm-hmm. If some of our listeners cannot get to your class because of prior commitments or whatever, do you have other opportunities for them to get to know you and get to work with you?
Yes, I often host midweek and occasionally weekend workshops for just a couple of hours in the evening. I'm doing an entire series coming up on the 7 universal laws and how they interact in our lives. They'll be starting in October. If people are interested, they can actually go to Facebook, and I have a life strategist page there. It's facebook.com/ Lila Messenger, and join that page. And then any sort of workshops coming up are always posted on that as well.
I see. So someone could come to that and just spend a few hours mm-hmm. to get some of this amazing stuff that you're talking about. Wow.
Absolutely. And it ends up being anywhere between $25 and $35. And it's just a couple hours, usually in the Orange County
That's
area,
great.
Occasionally San Diego and occasionally LA.
Wow. Lila, this show has gone so fast. I would love to keep talking to you, but unfortunately, we need to close. I thank you so much for being with us. It's been a real treat to have you on our show today. You can reach Lila by going to her website as well, which is www.lilamessenger.com. Are there any other ways you'd like people to contact you?
Via email and then the Facebook page. There's usually daily posts on there, positive statements. Everything that's written on my Facebook page is really something that came through me that day. I don't rewrite other posts. I don't post pictures. So it's really just a nice little tune-up. If people just want a little something-something, then they can get that as well. So again, that's the Facebook/ Lila Messenger. And it has been such a pleasure to be with you and with your listeners. And anytime, I would love to come back.
Great. Well, please join us on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will gain and continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of the guests I have. You are guaranteed to leave with 2 ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, August 27th with Valerie Benari, registered nurse and hypnotherapist. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I like to leave my listeners with a quote every week. This week, because of you, Lila, I thought of this would be the perfect quote. Go forward, go backward, but don't stand still. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Have a beautiful day. If I can wake something
comments, comment. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed cat.